slipping through my fingers all the time. I try to get.
Oh my god. Race based, I mean?
Okay, so what is it? What does it say? So the girl goes on, you know, some dating app, and then she asks the guy, "What's your most controversial opinion?" And the guy says that, you know, says some really, really bad stuff, right? But what's the point? The point is she matched with this guy because he's hot. So what does that tell you, right? How do women match on dating sites? Do they match based on how nice of a guy you are or based on your looks? You tell me. And then here's the next one. What's your most controversial opinion? Eventually socialism will ruin this country. I mean, maybe that's not wrong.
Fred invited you to the chat. What's your most controversial opinion? Eventually socialism will ruin this country.
What's your most controversial opinion? But men and women are never going to be equal. So what's the point? Men and women are never equal physically, right? Like, men are superior in many ways physically, and also they're better logicians, but women are better at lying, you know, they're better at, you know, emoting, they're better at not empathy, women are better at sympathy, they're better at faking understanding what other people are talking about, they're better at that, and much, I already said much, much better at lying, that's without a doubt.
Yes, no. I'm kidding. I hope this doesn't make you hate me, but men and women are never going to be equal. It's simply biology. Socially, yes, we can be equal, but physically, no. Dude, I love this. This is awesome. This is an awesome fucking... This is great. I love that. This is straight up, like, what an incredible way to just fucking cut straight to the chase. Oh my god.
Right, the best way to cut straight to the chase, to filter out even more the chads, right? Because obviously she's only picking chads, but she wants a chad who's also a womanist, right? So you ask, you filter out the non-womanist chads by this question.
God, I should use this. This is great, dude. I'm definitely going to start doing this because it's like... Because anyone that's clever... is going to use this as an opportunity to come up with a really funny response. And anyone that you immediately want to fucking eliminate from the dating pool is going to self-report. They're not going to be able to stop themselves, especially dudes. I feel like dudes can't shut the fuck up.
Right. That's absolutely true. Many guys, they get in their own way. It's absolutely true. They don't wait to say their opinions. And sometimes your opinions are not going to get you laid, right? Again, early on in your relationship is not the point to spew your political opinions or your, you know, RP opinions. Yeah, get laid first and then worry about that later.
Especially because they're talking to women and they think that, like, you know, the dumb woman is, you know, doesn't understand. So I'm just going to, you know, debate lord this dumb woman and win this argument.
Yeah, except the goal of online dating is not to have a debate with a girl. If you're debating with her, you've already lost, right? You're not going to get laid, so it's worthless. It's a worthless enterprise to do that.
Like, you are literally, you are more brain dead than the dumbest woman if you unironically think that you could get away with telling a woman that men and women are never going to be equal.
But that's right. Exactly. As the first message or whatever, no, it's a disaster. Hello and welcome to the Helios blog. My name is Helios, here for another reaction video. If you're new to the channel, liking the content, hit that sub, hit all for notifications. If you'd like to support me, I do have a Patreon with exclusive content, newly revamped, posting weekly content, patreon.com/theheliosblog. Just go there and subscribe. One more time, patreon.com/theheliosblog. You can also drop me a donation, shout outs like Adrian R, like Tom M, shout outs to them. The link is in the description, guys. Okay, let's continue.
Logically. You are literally automatically dumber than the dumbest woman on the planet, okay?
True.
Thanks for the educational time hassle.
Straight up, what a fucking idiotic thing to say.
It's very stupid. I agree.
Like, it's a double bind. One, it's idiotic because it's an idiotic thing to think, okay? But two...
No, it's actually true, but, like... to say that before you've gotten to know the girl. Like, okay, you can have whatever controversial opinions you want, but before you've had bedroom fun with the girl twice, none of this controversial stuff can ever come out. Because if it does, she's just going to disqualify you, because she has to disqualify you, because otherwise she looks bad to all of her friends and everyone she's talking to. So,
it is somehow even more idiotic if you thought you could get away with saying that.
That's right.
You know what I mean? It's like, who are you going to fuck with that? I do this in part because I've had guys act like they're into leftist politics just to get laid, when in fact they're just conservative and or libertarian.
Yeah, guys do that. So, and a guy who's actually truly smart will not admit that stuff to you until he's laid twice. So. Feeling in it,
slipping through my fingers all the time. Do I really see? What's your most controversial opinion? Chivalry. Pro or against? Against.
The guy's against chivalry. That's pretty funny. But I mean, in 2023, if you're chivalrous, you're actually going to get, like, rejected. Girls see chivalrous guys and run the other direction. So I can't possibly recommend for you to be chivalrous. Can't possibly recommend that. Even though, again, if you say this in chat with a girl on a dating app, of course you're going to get rejected. It just shows you're stupid, right? Like, even if you disagree with chivalry, you don't say that. Like, it's nuts. Like, again, Luke, room temperature IQ.
I love that, dude. I'm just straight anti-chivalry, man. I fucking don't like chivalry, okay?
It is pretty funny.
Mistreating women, that's my thing.
No. Being anti-chivalry is not mistreating women. Chivalry is treating women with deference. The opposite of treating women with deference is not treating them with deference, right? Is putting yourself first. That's not mistreating women. It's actually, so Hassan made a false dichotomy there, which is a logical fallacy.
I don't care at all about the vaccine. Don't care or don't care to get it. I guess I don't care to get it, but I guess I just don't think it's a huge deal in general.
Yeah, okay. This is just like an obvious left-leaning girl, right? Obvious.
Love that. I'm going to cough on you. That's my controversial opinion. What's your most controversial opinion? Bullying is good for the country.
Bullying actually is good for the country. And why? The reason why why bullying is good for the country is because men that bully, like when the boys are bullying each other, they learn that you can't just do and say whatever you want. And if you're weak, you're going to get crapped on. Right, you're going to get pushed around. And so it encourages you to get strong so you don't get pushed around. It's actually very good. Okay, so by the way, the TikTok says, started asking my Hinge matches the most controversial opinions to save time. And look at her face. Lack of a smile, hasn't done her hair, you know, she has sad eyes. Like, this is a girl who's alpha widowed, right? So again, and also, what did I want to mention? If she started doing this to save time, it means she's wasted her time many, many times. What does that tell you?
If someone asked me what my most controversial opinion was, I would link them the Fox News article. I would just link them that. Be like, have fun with that. If you like that, that's good. If you don't like that, it's not going to work out.
Yeah, when she says, what's your most controversial opinion? It's an invitation to be cocky and funny, right? If you guys know CNF, it's like, girls love that stuff. It's just an opportunity to be confident and to be unafraid in the face of the question while also deflecting it, right? It's a sign of intelligence to respond like that.
That's brave of you. What do you mean? Which article? Well, obviously not the one where it's like, I think it's okay for people to own houses. I'm like, what's your most controversial opinion? I think you can own a house. No, motherfucker. You know, the one about 9/11 and Dan Crenshaw. That one.
Disaster. Just way too political. Like, again, the only reason Hassan would get laid after sending that message is because he's 6'4" and jacked, right? All right, let's read this. So this is The Rational Male by Roro Tomasi. I'm just reading a chapter here called The Contextual Alpha. Enjoy. And then we'll go back to the video in a sec. In March of 2012, James Hooker, a 41-year-old married father, left his wife and kids for his 18-year-old student. He resigned from his job at Enochs High School in Modesto, California, over the scandal that shook up a community, and put one mom on a crusade to save a daughter from a man she called a master manipulator. The girl, Jordan, met a teacher as a freshman, but both maintained nothing physical happened until she turned 18. Hooker claimed he saw powers as just a student and had no romantic feelings towards her at first, but when her 18th birthday came around, things changed. They changed so much, in fact, that Hooker left his wife and three kids, one of them a 70-year-old Enochs High School student as well, so he could move in with Jordan. Well, as his Manosphere godfather Royce's wont to do, the Chateau boldly nominated James Hooker as Alpha of the Month. As expected, the post comments got heated, but that's not the end of it. The SoSaw forum discussion thread created by the passionate members in response really gets down to the meat of the matter. How alpha will Mr. Hooker be seen by the general public? How alpha does the 18-year-old friend think she is, if she has had any at this point? What about new employment for the infamous Mr. Hooker? Will he take his soulmate to work functions he may be required to attend? There are probably loads of weird situations they'll find themselves in. Or will they become a pair of social recluses? Think about it. That dude isn't alpha, he's more of the little rascal's alfalfa, pathetic nerd. Before I launch into my take on the situation, I feel it's incumbent upon me to throw out this disclaimer. I do not condone Hooker's actions. At my time of writing this, I have a daughter who'll turn 15 in April, and if there is any better indictment for delusions of empowered single mothers and the inherent necessity of a strong, positive masculine influence on a child's upbringing of either gender, I can't think of it. Kids need the resolute, protective fathers that far too many strong, independent women empathetically resist, run off, or covertly despise, only to further shame them for a lack of presence when an incident such as this occurs. That said, I agree with the Chateau's assessment. Hooker is an alpha, but only contextually so. From Royce's seminal 16 commandments of Poon. 12 is maximize your strengths and minimize your weaknesses. In the betterment of ourselves as men, we attract women into our orbit. To accomplish this gravitational pull as painlessly and efficiently as possible, you must identify your natural talent and shortcomings and parcel your efforts accordingly. If you're a gifted jokester, don't waste time and energy trying to raise your status in philosophical debate. If you write well but dance poorly, don't kill yourself trying to expand your manly influence on the dance floor. Your goal should be to attract women effortlessly, so play to your strengths no matter what they are. There is a groupie for every male endeavor, except World of Warcraft. As a teacher, James Hooker is afforded a default status authority. To students in a classroom, being the teacher confirms a contextual presumption of mastery, and thus a de facto social proof is conferred upon that person. In that theater, in that environment, the teacher is alpha. A uniformed police officer is perceived as alpha in his given role, despite his personally being a chump when off duty. As Royce illustrates, Hooker was playing to his strengths. In virtually any other social setting, he'd be perceived as a beta. The SoSaw forum and damn near every other casual observer peg this guy for the beta simp he undoubtedly is. But in that classroom, to a 14-year-old girl who gradually matures into an 18-year-old woman, Hooker is alpha and probably the only alpha she'd ever experienced. How alpha will Mr. Hooker be seen by the general public? In all likelihood, he'll be more publicly reviled than legitimate bedroom fund predators when the genders are reversed. The great unwashed masses in the pop culture narrative don't recognize the legitimacy of alpha influence as it is. To them, it's psychological manipulation, and to a calculated extent, it really is. But the real reason that nags them is why that manipulation is effective. They'll blame it on the naivete of the girl and her seeking a father figure, as well as the lasciviousness of Hooker. But what's really uncomfortable is why the alpha influence works. What about new employment for the infamous Mr. Hooker? Will he take his soulmate to work functions? It's precisely because of Hooker's subscription to the soulmate myth that he reeks of beta. I have no doubt that he fluidly convinced himself of his noble intent narrative, casting himself as a savior for his adoring princess. White knights are very prone to using the delusions of chivalry to rationalize good intent into the same behaviors they'd condemn in players, PUAs, or typical other guys in general. To venture a guess, I'd expect that Hooker buys his own crap, and because of this, he hasn't given an afterthought to how it'll affect his career, his relationship with his family, his kids, or any future social circle. As an extension of this, along with his teaching job, Hooker has lost his contextual alpha cred. As his young chippy matures more, she'll begin to see that contextual alpha status erode with every progressive crap test he fails, and removed from the environment that made him alpha, fail he will. Alpha is as alpha does. In context, James Hooker parlayed enough alpha mojo to land a solitary 18-year-old girl, one he had to invest in for at least 4 consecutive years to consolidate. In fact, I sincerely doubt he had any idea that he was situational alpha to the point that he thought he could intentionally manipulate this girl with it. There's a vast difference between the contextual alphaness of Hooker and the subconscious Zen mastery of it in Corey Worthington, the Alpha Buddha. Both of these guys are an affront to the sensibilities of the alpha equals leader of men faction of alpha definers, but both tap into a common root of alpha energy that women naturally respond to. It is discomforting to think that the brave marine fighting in Mogadishu, commanding the noble respect from his country and peers, taps into the same alpha energy that makes a guy like James Hooker attractive to women. Same alpha, different context. Hypergamy is a cruel mistress. Jerry Seinfeld dated and married his wife when she was 18. And while it caused a brief stir in the press, Jerry's wider alpha appeal pushed the story out of the headlines. Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, both were banging and or marrying underage girls, but were given an alpha pass then and now. As I stated, I'm not condoning it. In fact, I find it deplorable, but I do understand why it occurs. All right. And back to the video. What's next? Let's see, Hassan. Did he mute himself?
Mayo is a great condiment. Is a goat condiment for fries? What are you, Dutch? That's not a controversial opinion. That's just a European opinion. It's like saying, oh, I think everyone should have free healthcare. Okay, we got it, bro. You're European. Shut the fuck up, okay? Oh, look at me.
As well.
I'm from a country with social safety nets. Hello? Is there any more like this? I love this, like, fucking dating stuff. Part 2? Ooh, okay.
So I told you guys I was going to do a part 2. I did get a message earlier from this girl today that said one of the guys was her boyfriend. So if I'm talking to your boyfriend, I'm really sorry. But yeah, these are the other responses that I got.
That's kind of hilarious. But that's, I mean, again, who are these girls choosing for their boyfriends? Guys that can get multiple girls or guys that can't? You tell me.
Women aren't good at driving. What the fuck? Person's never met Austin.
Okay, women aren't good at driving. All right, sure. What's a controversial opinion? Racism has been dead for a while, and what's left in the true racial divide is merely prejudice because people are not being school segregated. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Well, I got a lot. Would love to hear. Racism has been dead for a while, and what's left in the true racial divide is merely prejudice because people are not being school segregated.
Merely spelled wrong, by the way.
Or use certain bathrooms based on race. What the fuck? Bro, that's crazy.
Calling guys short.
Kanye 2020. Okay, that one's not that bad.
Kanye 2020 is pretty funny. All forms of government are evil and bad. I think that's not the right opinion. I think the opinion is all forms of government are corrupt. There is no form of government that will save you from bad outcomes. There will always be bad outcomes no matter what, because power corrupts. So I don't know about evil and bad necessarily. I think the presentation maybe appears to be evil, but it comes out naturally from the system. That's what I think anyway.
Kanye 2021 is like funny. Like, that person's not serious. I don't think anyone's serious, right? That's not a serious thing, right?
No, Kanye 4040.
All forms of government are evil and bad. Oh, ANCAP. First off, let's go blues. And probably all the gay stuff that gets pushed in society today. Yo, why can't dudes just do this?
Again, like, whether you believe that or not, that's not like first date, first conversation material. You don't say that stuff. Like, these guys are literally clueless. Like, they get in their own way, right? This is literally a person, like, putting his foot in his mouth is the perfect adage here.
That's crazy, man.
1 year.
You can, like, believe whatever it is you want, right? But certain things are not going to fly in 2023 if you're trying to get laid. That's one of them.
The Pac-Man.
That's kind of wild. Like, bro, that's wild. They just literally, this has got to be like a little bit misogyny, right? It's got to be misogyny that like, it's got to be misogyny that makes dudes operate this way where they're just like, a dumb woman, she's going to agree with me, obviously. Like,
No, that's not it. I think it's not the M word. I think it's just stupidity. I think they just don't understand that women don't want 100% honesty. And if you give them 100% honesty, it's going to be very bad for you.
Only. Like, this isn't even... Bro, you literally had, like, a 5-minute to an hour window to respond to this question. Okay? It's not like she asked you in person where you had to immediately be like, I hate homosexuals. Like, you could have literally just held off, okay? Maybe asked another homie down the line, like, Tyler! Yeah, yo, yeah, dude! Yeah. Like, fucking get over here, bro! This girl's kind of sexy. She's asking me what my controversial opinion is, bro. Like, Kyle! Get in here, bro! I'm about to tell her fucking this gay shit is fucked up. What do you think? And then Tyler's like, nah, man. Women love homosexuals. Don't do it. You know what I mean? You couldn't have that conversation. And then Kyle comes in and he's like, nah, bro. There's no such thing as homophobia, okay? You're not even afraid of gay people. Like, whatever. Just blast it, bro. And then they high-five each other. And then they start making out.
Perfect. Thanks, Hassan. Okay. What's your least favorite thing about women? That's the question. Don't get me started, reply. Oh, man. These guys are...
What's your least favorite thing about women? Don't get me started.
Perfect answer. Are we talking mentally or physically? Mentally, insecurity, physically, fake long nails. Okay, I can agree with the fake long nails. And insecurity, meh. I hate the lying, personally. And the disrespect, but anyway. Okay, let's go on to the Reddit post. Enjoy, guys. This one is a disaster. I, 32 male, just found out my fiance, 30 female, used to be an escort. You cannot make this crap up, guys. Just like the title says, I'm a bit distraught because I found out about this all yesterday. Recently engaged, and with her moving in, job loss on my end, and us beginning to plan a wedding, we've been butting heads and fighting a lot. A few weeks ago, she left out a book on her desk I realized she was using to document our fights in a journal format. I found it informative to see her perspective and honestly felt like even though there's a breach of privacy, reading it helped me understand her better and I appreciated the perspective. She was out the other day and I wanted to see if anything was updated in this fight journal, but then came across another journal from her past. I know looking was a bad choice, but I didn't stop. It's a book detailing all her previous bedroom fun exploits. The men she's met, known, juggled, compared. It was hard to digest, but for the most part not at all surprising. She was an attractive girl exploring her bedroom funness. Did that hurt to read? Yes. But I do accept that part of her past, however salacious it may have been. What I'm struggling with is after flipping a few pages towards the end of the journal, I realized there was talk about accepting money for payment. Turns out at some point she hopped on seeking arrangements and ended up meeting with at least two men, one of whom paid her with a detailed arrangement of money for bedroom fun. There was an envelope transaction and everything. It struck me, because it's never been mentioned before. She's alluded to being with older men, and I do know that they would give her shoes and nice clothing and things, but she's claimed to not have transacted bedroom fun for anything. It just goes against what I thought of her, and I'm just so confused. It's really hard to wrestle with how I don't really think I would date an escort or be engaged to one. It feels a little unfair in that way. I wish I'd known, and I don't know how to bring this up or how to even process my feelings before I do, because I know the way I found out was also by looking where I shouldn't have looked in her old journal. I'm really torn up by this. Part of me wants to say I'm open to knowing bedroom fun work is work and it's in her past, but something just feels really off to me. She definitely had a job in this time and is college educated. Doesn't seem like it was out of necessity, but more for a desire to be with rich men who could give her a luxurious lifestyle. Somehow I've always felt a fear that some wealthy man would be able to lure her away with shiny things, but I brush this off as irrational insecurity. I just feel really stupid for not putting this together before, and I feel a little duped. I feel bad and guilty for snooping, and even though I'm sure to get some extreme answers on here, I think any advice would be appreciated because I don't know what to do. Yeah, don't date a bedroom fun worker. That's number one advice. Number two advice, look at how many men she's been with. You can't marry that. Your likelihood of divorce is like 90% plus. Yeah. Yeah, your response is a natural male response to being with a girl that's not a good match for paternity. Top comment. God, these comments. By the way, 216 upvotes. I'm going to ignore the snooping since we both know that's wrong. If someone has done bedroom fun work, it's obviously going to matter. It's literally a deal breaker for a reason. People are going to tell you it's her past, so it shouldn't matter and you should get over it. But that's frankly a naive way to look at it. This is one of the things that certainly matters. I'm not saying it's something she should say after a few dates, but she should definitely have said it around the time you got engaged so you could make an informed decision. She even lied about it. What you do now is up to you. The bedroom fun work alone would be a deal breaker to me, but then there's the deception, which just adds to it. Well, yeah, because she banged Chad over and over, including rich Chad, and now she's settling for Beta Billy. That's it. Okay, we're going to end the video there. If you're new to the channel, like in the content, hit that sub, hit all the notifications. If you'd like to support me, you can go to my Patreon, patreon.com/theheadiestblog. Again, it's patreon.com/theheadiestblog. Just go there and subscribe. You could also drop me a donation like Adrian R or Tom M. Shoutouts to them. Link is in the description. Thank you so much, guys, for taking the time out of your day to listen to the videos, especially if you listen to the end. I really do appreciate it. And I'll see you guys next time.